Shir tomorrow, Mir Hashem, yeah? But Tuesday, Shir tomorrow, when we go learning properly together. Yeah, so today's not really Shir, we're learning together. That's why no jacket on today. And no tie or jacket. But just tomorrow, I guess we have the Vadovich, so I'll be a little late, so maybe 20 to 9, something like that. 20 to 10. Fine, okay, we're going on. So we were learning, yes, let's start again from the bottom of the omelet. We were learning all the different opinions about... we did that, but we're learning all the opinions of these different stages. So, Titania, chips on the tier. The animal ate a sapling. You see where we are? You know where we are? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 signs up. We learned yesterday, just going over it again. Kaplan is here. Gracia, my great Gracia, which I'm Umin. Admin and his friends made a gzeira that was. Then the tier of Asnosa, if it's 1 year old, you pay 2 kesef. First day, son, you pay 4 kesef. The relevance of that, how nice it looked, whatever. 1 year old, 2. 2 year old, 4. Akhil Chaziz, Chaziz we said was a soft vegetable, some type of that. How do they translate in Akhil Chaziz?
Tiny
growth. Akhil Chaziz. No.
Oh,
no, no, Chaziz.
Sprouted grain.
Oh, that's
tender grass.
Of course, it still makes us rush. That if you work out, it wasn't grown yet.
It's from the beginning, from the growth.
Right, it was only the beginning. So, Akha Chaziz, so basically, how do you work out how much you have to pay? You look at the rest, how much the rest eventually grew, and based on how much it eventually grew, that's how much damage you did to that. Right? He doesn't mention it, perhaps. Right. You look at the land, how much it was worth before you damaged, and how much it's worth now. Okay, that was the opinions of Chaziz and then Kotlin Tio. How about Smodel? Smodel are small grapes at the beginning of their growth. Right? I don't know if any of you grow grapes. If you do, not Kedai. If you do, then if it starts budding, it sprouts and the flower goes. After the flower grows, then there's a small
blob.
A small little blob. That's called the smother. If you add that, I'm sure you may really need to get in and not many uses. I'll tell you, mommy pays. He insists about this, but you pay as if it was fully ripe, as it sounds like it's saying, which means that you pay. Sounds like even more like that. Even sounds like Shimon in the Mishnah. Shimon in the Mishnah says, if you have fully grown grapes, you pay. Fully grown grapes, nothing to do with the land. Here, I'm sure thing, even smaller, which are smaller sub amounts, even anything, as if it's fully grown grapes. And we're going to see today to say that it's not the pshat. But we'll see. That's not what it means. But that's the possible pshat, the Gemara. So, the Chamayim, Rain, Kama, Hoyti, Yafa, Kama, Yafa, you see how much it was worth, how much it is worth, and that's how you work out the value. So, Drashi, Smodah, what are Smodah? Anovim Dakim, at the top of the Omid, Anovim Dakim, thin grapes, Be'as Chalosan, in the beginning of the growth, the Achas of Pochum, Yad, after they started sprouting. Kama, Yafa, Akakli, Mocha, how much it's worth, Kishi, Smodah. When it's not a hokel bowl, and it's coming to tell me a kula, it means chomim are coming to tell me a kula. If Shua said you pay fully ripe grapes, even though only a little bit. And the chomim said, yeah, because it could become a fully ripe, you have to pay. And the other chomim said, no, you just look at the field, how much, or the vineyard, how much was the vineyard worth before he started, and how much it's worth after he started, which obviously is going to be much, much less than Shifters of Yeshua. Rav Shimon Yehuda Yimei, Rav Shimon Rav Shimon, Pamed Vamun, Bizman Shachal Lovig Fanim Yichui Teinim. Pamed Vamun, that's what we said, that you work out based on the ground. Okay. you work out based on the grounds, that is, if you et lulovi, kipanim, v'yachoy te'inim. So Rashi, says Rashi, Beis Dalet Aleph, second line down. Anyone know what Beis Dalet Aleph stands for? Tamed v'amamurim, thank you for Shem Adavit. Tamed v'amamurim, then you turn your shame in Magav Kaka, you evaluate it based on the ground. Bizman, Tamed devorim amurim. Bizman sha'ochlo lulovi kipanim. What are lulavei kfanim? Says the Zev. What are lulavei kfanim?
Kfanim just says the birth.
No, what's Rashi saying?
Ah, sorry. It was Rashi of lulavei kfanim. Yeah. Ashkolas near the chanit. Ashkol near the chanit is a kfanim. Vanika. Vadayin lo korach leiyot anovim gmurim.
I mean, it says a bunch. Is on our visible, but they haven't yet become yet proper grease.
Well,
that's called lulav. Lulav is referring to vineyards and v'chein yichu b'teinim. The same idea with teinim. What are teinim?
Teinim is about the same thing.
What are teinim?
Teinim is
super shot today. What's teinim?
Teinim.
Always. How do you remember what teinim are?
No.
It's four letters. So there's three letters in English.
Three.
Teinim is four, so it's three by three in English. And tamar is three, so it's four in English. It's always the opposite. That's not easy. It's always the opposite. There might be other reasons, but that's how I remember it. Teinim is four. So in English it's three. It must be
three.
Tamar is dates.
Reviewing to do with fill and produce or vineyards or whatever. So going back to where they were only or if they were done in one or something.
Oh, if there was anyone, there was a rush about it, we once had. If there's anyone.
No, I was thinking back to the three. There's only three. It wasn't like a whole field for an orchard.
Yeah. He wasn't happy with it because he said that
he went to different diet.
Yeah. Okay, fine. So yet Yichul Te'inim, so he said Te'inim are figs, and the same idea. What's Yichul? Yichul means the earliest stage of the figs, when you can see the beginning of the bunches. There are no bunches of figs, but the beginning of the figs, and but it's not yet grown b'chlam. So the medvamim that we work out based on the kalka bisman shachol lo v'gepan Yichul Te'inim. But also pagim, oy boyster, pagim oy boyster are half right. That means they're already formed. They may not be full, but they're already formed. Also pagim oy boyster, very nice to get a novim imdis the body. So again, this we've had a very similar opinion. We had to be sure as by smother, and which I'm not sure the stages too much. Smother sounds like it's an earlier stage than boyster. If sure as by smother, if Shimon Yehuda said by Boistam, by Pagim, that you work as if it's fully ripe grapes. And we had in our Mishnah of Shimon that said Ochla Peris Gemurim, Shalem is Peris Gemurim, which is another similar opinion, which seems also to be saying that we do it as if it's fully ripe grapes. So it says that they're not arguing. They're talking about different things. But see this very soon. Okay, that is where we're going to get to with the Gemara so far. Let's do some tzitzis. Before we do tzitzis, I just want to make sure we all know this figure very, very well. If, Rafi, I love starting with you. You always give us the answer straight away. It can be 60 seconds, Rafi, to tell us how do you work out how much damage was done to this field according to the opinion of Rashi, starting from now. Rashi.
You take a look at the condition of the field now with its damage. We compare it to a yield. Yes, it's not damaged. Time load, the upset, things less than what it is now. You can compare that by looking at the complete field.
How big is the field? He's still very good. Okay, yeah.
Even the dead stuff,
have they stopped?
And then once you've got that evaluation of the economy, you're going to multiply that by the only thing.
No.
It's not there. It's not there.
You stop there. Very good. That's what the mission says. How do you work out how much the base star is?
A third of...
The value of a base star. How do you work out the value of a base star? 6 seconds running out. Quick. How do you work out the value of a base star? You take 60 star, very good. And you work out the value of 60 star, and then you divide that by 60. Now you know the value of a base star. Now you know the value, and then you take that base star, you see how much that base star was worth. Wait a minute, it's all how much worth now. Excellent. Well done. Very, very good.
That's called the question.
Very good. That Rabbi did very well. Right. Okay, that was the opinion of Rabbi Zachanina. There were two other opinions in the Gemara. Who wants to volunteer to tell us two other opinions? Now, you had your old cherry ready. Two other opinions in the Gemara had to work out. That was the Rabbi Zachanina. Rabbi Yana. Oh, very good. Right, half a saw. The same idea. Right, Targum inside Targum means works out how big the Targum is. To work out the value of a Targum, of the base saw, you work out based on Targum into 60 Targum, and now I know the value of a base saw, and then I see how much the base saw was worth before, and how much the base saw is worth now. Very good, excellent. And the last opinion was Kizkia.
Stocks. Thing with a long beak.
That however he eats 60 times that amount. Right, that is the three opinions that we need to focus on.
That's what these answers should know then.
Okay, very good. Okay. Back to Tosfos. Tosfos Shomer Beisar Beisar Salim. Fish for Kunjus. Rashi says there's only one. Shomer. Shomin Beisar, the long one. The long one. Shomin Beisar, the Beisar Kunjus. Says Rashi. So here the first part says, just quoting Rashi. Shayim Ochla Ruga Achas, if he had to patch. Shomin Oisar. Aga Beisar. You work out that patch based on a Beisar. Kama Oisar Yopa Kunjok, and then Kama Yopa Achshof. Because says we, I don't understand. The base saw koi. If we're talking about the estimate, the base saw how much it was worth. Habile the meima, kamahoyo yofer, the kamahu yofer. As everyone knows, base saw is a masculine. Base saw is masculine. It shouldn't say kamahoy yofer. It should say kamahoyo yofer. What's the difference between hoyo and hoysto? Go on with Zinia. You know the difference between hoyo and hoysto? Yeah, which one? Hoya, nachon. Masculine is hoya. Hoysa, hoysa Yehuda lekotzo. That's feminine, right? Hoya is masculine. Right. So that's the first question. Beisar is a masculine thing. So if you suddenly had to work out how much the beisar is, you should use doson hoya. Roiz, the gavoy the gemara. The Gemara says, how do we work it out? How do we work out the damage? Remember that? All of a sudden the Gemara says, how do you work out the damage? So what do you mean, how do you work out the damage? The Mishnah says it quite clearly. What does the Mishnah say? You take the... Did not. So the Mishnah said, you take the base star, you see how much was the base star worth before and how much worth now. So the Mishnah says exactly what it's meant to say. Right? So what's the Gemara asking here? Cheshaminon, the Mishnah told me how to do it. So Rashi answered that question. Rashi says the Gemara's question of Cheshaminon is not referring to what it damaged. Rather, how do you work out how much a base saw is worth? Right? The Mishnah tells me you take the base saw and you see how much it was worth, how much it's worth now. So how much was the base saw worth in the first place? Says Rashi, yeah, that's what the Gemara is discussing. You take a bigger field, because remember, nobody wants to buy a beef stock. The price is not realistic. So you take a bigger field, and you work out how much a beef stock is worth, and then your Mishnah kicks in. So the Torah doesn't like that at all. Much of it is going to be good morning, Yechash, Shemin on the beef stock, but I'm not sure, Shemin on the Machish, you know, and it's the Matik, the Kirach, the Saruga, the Kavik, the Bain, the Chashub, the Fidomov, Ella, Shavin, Shishin, Shavin, Vrin, Kama, Don, Magin, the Beef Stock, the Chashub, the Shavin, the Chashub, Rashi said it means that you can't work out the value of the beef stock as it is, because the beef stock people don't buy really. But rather you get a bigger, you work out based on bigger things. So it doesn't like that stuff. Why not? So we've got a few questions on this. Tell you then Belpan, then we'll see Tasis chat. First of all, Dr. Tasis and Shem David. Tasis says there is no makor anywhere in the Mishnah, no remez, that we do two assessments. There isn't any remez. What's the two assessments? First of all, you have to work out how much a beef stock is worth, and then you work out how much damage done to beef stock. There's no remez for that. Mishnah just focuses on the second one, how much damage is done to beef stock. So where's the remez? Where's the remez? You have to work out how much a beef stock is worth in the first place. Why should it make sense?
We'll try to figure out a fair value for the land.
The beef stock is a fair value. Oh, it's not. I agree. So that's why they're going to say that it's not the whole shop. You're right. Maybe there's a smaller for it, but it's not going to be the shop because this should have been written inside another in the mission. Something in the mission should have been written about the double assessment. Yeah. So that's one question. Next question. According to the opinion, this is Krach B'Shitim Kolochim. What is his name? Shem David?
Sorry?
According to the opinion, it says Krach B'Shitim Kolochim. That you work out the damage based on one stalk. Chizkia. Why is there any mention in the Mishnah about Beisah? Why is there mention in the Mishnah about Beisah? It's another kashyas. The third kashyas is that, okay, the third kashyas we can skip for the time being. Maybe we'll come back to it after. But those are two kashyas, two main kashyas in Rashi. Two main kashyas in Rashi are that there's no remez in the Mishnah for this double assessment, and also according to Chizkia, why did Bechlal mention the word the beis stock? He didn't eat the beis stock. In the Mishnah, he didn't eat the beis stock. In the Mishnah, they had less than a beis stock. We say you work out the damage that was done based on a beis stock. We had less than a beis stock, so why did it mention Bechlal and come to Chizkia beis stock in the Mishnah? So therefore, they're going to say in Yushat, and they're going to say it's not true that he ate something work out based on a beis stock. That's not a pshat. What is a pshat? Menir lepashi by the little aleph. You see the aleph in the Mishnah in the Pesach? There's an aleph in the bracket. Then tell me they took it out of yours.
Yeah, they can.
You have an aleph?
Yeah.
Veneer.
Aleph is grass?
Yeah. Veneer the parish. Veneer the parish is shomer be salty sony. That was in the Mishnah be saw. Hane be saw nechal. It ate the whole be saw. That's what we're talking about. It ate the be saw. It's giving an example I'm up to ate. No, it was sheep. Hane be saw nechal. Shomer be saw nechal. We work out the be saw based on its field. Not that it ate a small arugo and we work out based on a beis stock. Something ruins it.
So Rabbi Rashi here's the beis stock. It didn't eat the whole beis stock. It ate an arugo. It ate it. That's what it ate. You work out how much was this affected? How much changed the value from here? How do you know how much this is? How do you know how much this is worth? This is the beis stock. How much is the beis stock worth? Like we saw, Arujo, And how much the beast all was, now you work out based on this part of a much bigger field. Yeah? That is Rashi. So first stage you go to Rashi, stage one. What's the stage one according to Rashi? How much is this stock?
Right.
Evaluation.
Base stock.
Or base stock. Stage two.
How much is...
How much is damage?
No.
How much damage?
Yeah.
Variation of install meant, maybe we should use the words. But, what's the Hebrew word? The biggest word for depending how much something's worth.
No.
Okay, let's do this one. Assessing damages. Stage two is assessing the damage to the stage.
Okay,
that's just a big
thought.
How do you feel it? Double S. Again, double S. Assessing damages. Right, that is Shizu Drashi. Stage one is evaluation of the base stock, like how many bucks the base stock cost in the first phase. Stage two is assess the damages that were done to the base stock. Is that clear? Is that clear? Now we're going on Shizu Tosis. Shizu Tosis is how much did they eat? So you work out a Beisar based on Oysa Sodom. It doesn't say how much is Oysa Sodom in Mishnah. It doesn't say you have to work it out. So now the Gemara is going to explain how to work it out. According to Rashi, the Mishnah says, Shomim Beisar Beis Sodom, you work out the Aruga, how much is damaged, how much the Beisar got damaged. But then it says in the Mishnah, so what's the Gemara's question now? How do you work out how much was damaged? It says it. And the Mishnah says, Shomim Beisar Beis Sodom. So we don't know how much is Oysa Sodom.
Find another Beisar.
No. Now the Gemara is going to say Bishishim or Betarka or the... Right? So according to Taisa, there's really only one stage. According to Taisa, this is Taisa. One stage.
Okay. So the rabbi's suggesting 60 base over, we would have to now do what the other base is.
Hard enough to turn on each side. Take the base over the damage and work it out based on a bigger field.
It's hard enough to tell a base size. You'll be trying to multiply by 60. The rabbi's saying 60 base over now, right?
Right.
You need a whole base size.
You have one base size.
Most people don't have enough money to buy that.
Okay. Who said that?
So the base size is 67.
No. The base size is one size. That you plant seeds of one sort.
So 60 bakers which you have to go
buy. Right. It's going to be honest. Yeah.
What's the thing with what was the sell? That's a poor person. You know you're going to buy a small batch.
Right, base star.
Rich people can't afford that big of
a not. A base star is a small patch of land that a poor person can only afford.
The 60 that was probably unaffordable. The things that happen you price something like that.
One sort. One sort is unaffordable because one sort is not realistic. Why?
The base star is realistic.
No. It's not. One sum is not realistic.
It's big.
No. But it's small. A rich guy or maybe an average guy is not going to buy it. It's too small for them. But a poor guy will buy it because it is...
What's the one that's too big? It must be wooden by.
Ah, big strong. Cool.
Oh,
Hainu beisa hanechal, the beisa that was eaten. Shomim beisa sadek, the kani sefer develops the Rishimim. Like it is in the end of the Mishnah, saw shomim, so same. There, Rishimim recommends eat the saw.
So then the Reish also meant the Etzesah. But the Fee, the Loi Pesh, which is Seino, Mekama Shamanesa, since it doesn't say in the Mishnah how much you evaluate it, Ella, Shebo Oishu Soldier Shomenoisa, you evaluate it based on its field. The Fashe Kvar, the Gemara explains, it doesn't mean how do you evaluate, how do you assess it? The Fashe Bizrachanina, Sabi Shishim Sai, you do it 160, Bein Achla Pachos, Bein Achla Yeser, La Ilam, Shamin Sabi Shishim, and Mishanim Pichesh. Says Tesis, the Beisha tells me you work out the Sa in 60 Sa, meaning that doesn't make a difference how much you add actually. It's one Sa, the Medaj, what's the Medaj in English? The bench line or whatever it is.
The rule?
No. So in order to know how to assess, the rule is like this. It's one Sa in 60 Sa. Now if you add two Sa, you work out how much one Sa in 60 Sa is, and you times it by two. If he had half a saw, he'd work out how much one saw in 60 saw, and he divided by two, and you work out like that, right? Right. It's going to be very different. Very, very different values.
The amount of change of damage from this to this, because this is a smaller area, so the amount that this affects it is going to be bigger than the amount of this to 60 years off. This is a part of field of 60. This is 1/60th of that big field got damaged.
The same method of the
same stuff. And I'm going to go to the half the big stuff. So if you damage half a big stuff, it's going to be quite a lot of money.
Why?
Because in proportion to a big stuff, it's quite a lot of money. A big stuff, let's say, give it a number. A big stuff is worth $5,000. You have to put half a patch of it, half the big stuff. You're going to have to pay half of that amount, right? $250. I think if I were to have a whole big stuff, which is $500. $500 is part of a massive big bill of 60,000 amounts. So that's not $500 anyway. So it's only 1/60th of a big bill. People that take so much less than one thing.
That's going to be it. That's no less than this.
Because it's the effect of damage which was from $500 to half a million is $250.
Here you went to the field $500. Haven't you done it? $500.
No, it's not going to be because this is the whole thing we look at. A guy, if he's willing to buy a bin saw, which is $500, how much would it make go down because half of it is missing? Here the guy's not buying a bin saw. We look at this bin saw as if it's part of one big thing of 60 saw. You look at the damage, assess the damage of this versus 60 saw. If you have one saw, how much does one saw pull down the value of a 60 saw bill? It can be much less than $500. And then you say, well, he has two of those. Okay, so whatever the one saw pulls down the value, you times it by two. You have half of this, you divide it each by two. So the price can be very, very different. Right?
That's the first opinion of Ibiana.
The problem is that this is then even half of it.
Okay, you work out one sign, you divide it by two. Right. It's come out much more, much less than Rashi's Chizki Oma. Here, where we are, Chizki Oma. Chizki Oma. Klach v'shishim klochim. Kloima lo'olam masha ochlo v'shishim shi'urim kubayim. Whatever you add, times 60. So if you add the whole saw, so it's 60. It's one saw in 60. If you add half a saw, it's half a saw in 30. If you add two saw, it's two saw in 120. 20. It's always, always done in a proportion of 1 in 60.
Don't look at it more
because this method, which is said over here, if he had one soul, then it'd be one soul in 60. What happens if he had half a soul? He said, you work out one soul in 60, then you divide it by 2. He wouldn't do that. He'd look at, if he had half a soul, he'd look at half a soul in 30 soul, how much damage that girl faces. Right. So according to Chizki, it's always a proportion of 1 to 60. And according to Aviana, it's not a proportion of 1 to 60. It can be a proportion of 1 to 60 if it's exactly the saw. But it can be, but it doesn't have to be. It can be sometimes you'll do 1 to 60, and then you'll 1 saw to 60, and then you'll divide that by 2, or times it by 2, whatever it'll be. Nafkamina, big nafkamina would be if somebody damaged 2 saw. The animal damaged 2 saw. That would be a big nafkamina, or 5 saw. Something an animal damage 5 stall. How much do you pay? Now let's make a cheshbon. Let's make a cheshbon on numbers. I'm making them up. But the damage of a saw in 60 saw pulls it down by $300. Because it's part of a big field. The base saw itself costs $500. That's if you're buying on its own. But since it's part of a big field, the damage affected to a big field is $300. He has 5 stalls. So how much do you pay? 5 stalls. 1500, right? 300 saw, 300 times 5 is 1500. So according to Chizkia, if you're going to work out 5 saw, what you do is you do 5 saw in 300 saw. So you times it by 60. 5 saw, how much is affected? A massive field of 300 saw by 5 saw. How much would it be affected? So it'd be about 1,000 or something, yeah? It'd be much less than what we worked out because the field's so ginormous that 5 saw doesn't affect you so much. You take what it damaged and you look at it as if it's part of a field 60 times that size. So I don't know if it's going to be 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. A massive, massive field will be affected less than by having damage inside it.
It can be caused by the stock.
What's that mean?
Stock damage. One stock. That's what they pay. 2 stock damage. 2. Pay 2. 3, 3. That's
no? No. Chizkia says you take, if it only had one stalk, look at a lamb that contains 60 stalks, he said, how much was affected by having that one stalk missing? Nothing, I guess. And I understand.
You never told me that.
Alright, listen. That's taking steps. Now, we have 2 questions on Russia, we have to know the answers now. Okay, already now we can stop. We had the 2 questions, 2 in the Malachi. We had 2 questions on Rashi. What's the answer? The first question we had on Rashi was, where does it say anywhere in the Mishnah anything about 2 assessments? Rashi says it's 2 assessments. Where does it say in the Mishnah 2 assessments? Why can't you say the shot of that matter? Come to ask you 2 assessments, like stage 1, stage 2. Right? Stage 1, you're going to work out how much a base cell is worth. Stage 2 is working out how much damage was done to that base cell. The mission spoke about the second assessment. But the second assessment of damage is the actual valuation, that mission didn't speak about. So they asked, where did it say I saw the idea of having 2 assessments? 2 stages. Come to say that question is not that sure. Why? Kunstisa Chat, the one on my right and your left. Kunstisa, is that question not difficult?
Right.
Kunstisa, there is only one assessment. There is only one assessment. You take the base star and you look at it as if it's glass of 6 feet. Huh? Right, that's it, that's all it is, right? That's according to the conversation. There are two things. And the second question is a bit harder. Let's ask the question, according to Chizkiya, why did it say, on Rashi's chart, why did it say big saw in the Mishnah? Because according to Chizkiya, he's just working out 60 times the salt you ate. So why did it say big saw in the Mishnah according to Rashi? And for some reason, they thought, yeah. Why did they be thought? Because the researchers that answered, why? That's what animal is. That's what animal is. Going to Rashi.
I couldn't believe that you couldn't eat that much.
Going to Rashi, you didn't eat the salt.
Yeah. It's a harugo, as I must have been salt. Why is the Mishnah mentioning the salt? Going to Rashi.
The storyline was,
it's
at the salt. So, after the salt, you have to work out. I must
have been
as well, according to Yanai, it's 60 times the amount of a salt, and then you divide by 2, or times divide by 2. Okay, that is Tosfos Mahalach. I'm really happy to stop here in Tosfos, because that's the important part. I want you to really know this place as well. So we're going to stop in Tosfos. I don't want to do the rest of Tosfos. I just want to make sure we get clear that the Mahalach of Rashi and Tosfos. Achleik is Rashi Tosfos. It comes to Rashi. Does that feel up to it to tell us what Rashi holds? You want to? Rashi? No? Okay, John, what's Rashi's sitter? Excellent. That is Rashi's chat. Yeah. It is very clear, even clearer than me. So there's two stages. One is right. That's it. Going to Rashi, two stages. The stage first stage is to work out how much a beit tzar costs, and then you can work out how much damage is done to beit tzar. Going to stage is end of akuzah. One stage, you damaged X. Now you want to know how much you pay. You work out of this. You take a saw, you work out how much a saw affected 60 saw. If I take a saw and say, how much would it be if it had a saw and it damaged a saw, how much would it affect a bigger field? That is the assessment you do. One assessment. How much does a saw's damage affect a bigger field of 60 saw? And once you know that, then I look at what you did. If you had half a saw, then it'd be half the amount. If it was two saw, it'd be double the amount. And his, there is only one evaluation. There's only one evaluation. How much does one saw damage affect a bigger field of 60? That's all you need to know. And now you look at what it actually did damage. And if it damaged two saw, you damage times it by two. If it damaged it, it's still to say that it's not to assess them. It's only one assessment. And then you just need to get mad. Right, that's right.
So this is the straight shot. This is the straight shot by the third person. It's nothing. Left, whatever. It's straight, whatever it is. Left, whatever the story is.
Right.
And it's in the 60 story over there, this was how much is based on nothing. Based on what?
That means you work out how much, based on damage, affected a field of 60 times that amount. That's the assessment. You do one assessment. How much did a base of damage affect a big field of 60 saw? And then you make a calculation. And then you give a calculation of whatever you did. That's what you do.
You have to know how much was damaged in the smaller one.
third, quarter, and eighth.
First thing is, what you
say
The human element is the money, so the money calculation is the total number.
the difference between Rashi and Tosfos is, because the Rashi, we want to know the market value of this land. Not the Rashi, let me say it. Not the Rashi, we want to know the market value of the land, of this small plot of land. The way we'll work out the market value of this plot of land is we'll work out the market value of a big land and what the market value is. And then I have a market value of the land. Because the basis is I don't need to know the market value of the land. Also, the damage affected the big fields. Two different things. The damage affected the fields, like we spoke about. If I ask you what the market value of a window is, whatever it is, but the damage affects part of the house is negligible. That's the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. Because the Rashi, we need to know the market value of these small parts of land. How would you do? You'll work out for the big field. Because the Tosfos, we're not working out any market values of small land. We work out the market value of big land, and we work out assess the damages affected to that big land. And then you have to do a calculation. Whatever it is, if there's a half a star, okay, that is the story behind the
Tosfos asks a question. The Mishnah doesn't give us a word.
The Mishnah says Shomim based on Be'oishuzadeh. The Mishnah did say Be'oishuzadeh. The word Be'oishuzadeh tells me that you eat the big star based on 60. That's only if you had the star. If it didn't eat the star, you have to make some calculation based on that. Right, that is the Mahalach of Rashi and Tosfos. Can we expect to be clear?
Still an evaluation of what the damage is. Once you've decided that, okay, calculation.
Those are the things that
are
there's really only one assessment here. How much does the Besar affect a big field of 60? No! Once I know how much a Besar affects a big field of 60, then now I have a look what you actually had. If you had less than that, then I'll divide it. Get more than that, I'll double it. Kuntarashi, there's two stages. One stage is to work out how much a Besar is worth. I don't know how much it's worth. How are you going to work it out? How much is a big store worth? Forget about damages. If somebody wants to go and buy a big store, how much would it
cost?
The state engine will tell you the price of a big store as it is. It's going to help me. I don't want a big purchase. I want a big store because it's not a realistic price. I want it to be based on a bigger field. Yeah, I know. The reason why you'll buy it is you're stuck in the corner. The poor guy in that office, he's got nothing else to buy. He's stuck in someone else's for that price. The actual fact, the same as that, aren't that right? Just because he's poor, that's why the price is so... covers three letter words that make everything four or five times the real price, and that is colour. As soon as you mention that you're coming for colour prices, you're asking for this for colour, they charge three times that amount. As soon as they know you're in a corner, they put up the price. That's not realistic to make a person damage have to pay that. What we do is we look at Big field, and we times it by, we say a big field of 60, how much was that worth? And we divide that by 60 to work out the price of a small field. Now that I know the price of a small field, let's see the damage you did to that small field, and we'll see how much you affected that. That's the two stages we come to us. From say there's one assessment. What's the one assessment?
That's in the
damage on the oak field common didn't cause the damage.
How much of saw affects the whole field? Field.
And after this, we already know how much the damage is.
Right, excellent.
Yeah, but the thing is here, the one is 250, let's say, half is 250. Or one is 500, but two is going to be less. Because the more, it's going to be less, the more damage. And therefore, it's going to be, it's going to cost them less. It's not the same. It's not the same. They say the damage is 500. So let me say, roughly 500. What did she done? She do? It's not 500 already.
Why?
Because it's the bigger size, so it's bigger damage. It's two, it's not one. So two is more, you can see it more.
Ah, yeah, okay, that's what you would say.
That affects the
60,000. The first opinion doesn't hold like that. First opinion holds. The measurement is one saw in 60, and then if you have 2, you times it by 2. Kirchner says by Gilson. Kirchner says by Kirchner says that we don't care about one big field, one saw in 60, but rather we care about what you damage times it by 60. If you get 2, 220, which will affect the price differently because it's not bigger.
So that's called
the 2 in 120.
So I said that's called
3 in 180.
Oh, you're only sticking
1.24.
Only 60,000? If it ain't 2,000, you wouldn't go to 120.
Okay, 2
in 60,000. No, because now it's 10. No, if not 120, it's 120. It's 10. No, it's
110. Not because it's more nickel. Why is that price up on 10? 2 in 120.
Why is that
price up? Wait, 60,000.
So you wouldn't have 60,000 to that much since you buy more. I'll give you 2 of them for one day. That one's good.
Oh,
it's just a little less.
120,000.
It's going to be a little less. And that's why your sum would be 800 instead of 500.
Now, the number would be different because 2,000 in 120,000 is a different diameter.
It's
a bigger amount. It's a bigger field. It's a bigger patch. There's a different damage to it. It wouldn't be these numbers. It would be different numbers.
But it's not the same thing as 122 or 160?
No.
The same thing?
No, because the patch is bigger.
But it's still also bigger.
I understand. But the proof of your writing is that, first of all, since the field is so much bigger, right, so then the damage to it is not going to affect it that much. But on the other hand, it is more noticeable. And a guy comes along and he sees three two saw, and ball
together, which is happening at 16 when you go to 120.
I understand. The guy's called the big ball patch. People aren't flying in the air about it.
They're
doing it all around the thing. And you see it, two patch. It can affect the price of
the
thing.
Right. Right, that's basically we're going to stop here.
Very good.